This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now. Should tens of thousands of our friends and neighbors in Wisconsin lose their health insurance so billionaires like Elon Musk can get a tax cut? Let Senator Johnson know what your values are and how he should vote on this bill. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
I'm the one who died for you at Calvary. It was me who loved you when no one else would, who saved you when no one else could. It was me.
Michael Combs with It Was Me. And that wraps things up for the program today. I hope you enjoyed our visit with Karen Peck and New River. Their new album, Good Answers, is available on all streaming platforms and available at KarenPeckAndNewRiver.com. If you have a request for a future program, we'd love to hear it. Our 24-hour request line is 1-800-452-1473. Again, that's 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, we'll be counting down the top 20 songs for the month of June, according to the Singing News magazine. I'm Rodney Balcom. Thank you for listening today. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar, plus linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
The diploma in hand represents commitment, dedication, and hope. Cheers to the graduates of Riverdale High School. With appreciation from Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Jones Chevrolet, Osborne Stump Removal, and Dairyland Transportation.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Should tens of thousands of our friends and neighbors in Wisconsin lose their health insurance so billionaires like Elon Musk can get a tax cut? Representative Van Orden has already decided to kick our neighbors off Medicaid by voting for the Republican budget bill. These cuts to Medicaid will also be devastating to rural communities, with the loss of hospitals, clinics, and nursing homes. The decision now is in the hands of the Senate and Senator Ron Johnson. We need to ask him if he agrees with Representative Van Orden that sick Wisconsinites should give up their health care so millionaires and billionaires like him can get a tax cut. Providing health care to our sick neighbors, friends, and family on Medicaid is not waste, fraud, and abuse of our tax dollars. It is our tax dollars helping to care for those we care about. Let Senator Johnson know what your values are and how he should vote on this bill. President Trump calls this a big, beautiful bill. Instead, it is a big billionaire bonanza, handed to billionaires by stripping health care away from those of who need it. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, dry conditions continue across the Badger States, with high pressure park just north of us protecting us with dry air. Meanwhile, off to the south and southwest, there's quite a bit of rain and thunderstorm activity. Places like Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri. That system is primarily going to stay south of us the next couple of days. However, a little bit of the moist air from it will move up, interact with a disturbance coming in, and should bring us some showers off and on Tuesday and Wednesday. Does not look like anything real heavy, but we could see at least a quarter inch of rainfall from that. Just enough to water your flowers and crops a little bit. Beyond that, some warmer weather is lining up as we head toward the end of the week and into next weekend. Should really start to feel like summer. Here's that forecast for today. Partly sunny and mild with a high in the upper 60s. Northeast wind between 3 and 8, not too strong. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 43. And tomorrow on your Memorial Day, partly sunny, pretty nice day with a high of 70. East wind between 5 and 10. Monday night, partly or mostly cloudy, low 47. Tuesday, plenty of cloud cover along with some areas of light rain. High temperature in the upper 60s. The outlook for Wednesday, cloudy with occasional rain showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. Low near 50, high of 64. Thursday, breaks of sun and mild. Isolated light showers or sprinkles are possible. Low in the upper 40s, high near 71. On Friday, partly sunny and warmer, maybe a couple of sprinkles. Low near 51 with a high about 77. And Saturday, mostly sunny, feeling like summer. Low 52, high of 79 degrees, almost 80. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO. Have a great morning.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
It is a sunny 49 degrees. That's up from a morning low of 38. Yesterday, we had a high of 68 and no precipitation. Record high on this day was set back in 1950 and 92, while a record low of 29 was set in 1963. Last year on this day, our high was 75 and our low was 44. Sunset today will be at 8:29, sunrise tomorrow at 5:28. No precipitation. The barometer is at 30.39 as it rises. Winds are out of the southeast at 2. Again, it is 49 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO Sunday Morning News is brought to you this week by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. The Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 151 near Exit 44 Friday night around 8:45. As a result of the stop, two individuals were taken into custody on multiple charges. Angela M. Thomas, 50, of Juneau, was arrested for possession with intent to deliver more than 50 grams of amphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture methamphetamine, and resisting or obstructing an officer. Victoria K. Hies, 35, of Gays Mills, was arrested for possession with intent to deliver more than 50 grams amphetamine. Both Thomas and Hies were transported to the Iowa County Jail, where they are currently being held. Construction on County Highway O, starting from Equity Auction Market and extending south to County Highway 00 and Santa Claus Lane, will begin Tuesday, May 27th. The road will be closed to through traffic as construction will have significant impact to travel. Mice Construction will do their best to accommodate travel to businesses and people who live on the stretch of road. This will include working with Pine Valley Community Village to help leave constant access to that facility for visitors and staff. They will notify Richland County Dispatch of the best access practices during the course of the project to ensure safety and best ease of travel. The Richland County Highway Department thanks you for your anticipated patience and looks forward to the completion date of October 31st. Emergencies don't take a holiday. The American Red Cross urges donors to keep the blood supply top of mind and help us save lives by making an appointment to give blood or platelets. Immediate access to blood products is a key part of summer safety, with Americans traveling and engaging in water sports, boating, camping, and other outdoor activities this time of year. The risk accidents increase. Though it can be a busy time, making and keeping blood donation appointments remains a critical priority. Type O blood donors and those giving platelets are essential right now to meet the needs of hospitals. Volunteer blood donors can be the light in a patient's recovery, especially accident victims who may require hundreds of blood units through transfusions. Two blood drives will be held Tuesday. The first will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at South Elementary School in Reedsburg. The second will be from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. A blood drive will be held Wednesday from 10 to 2 at Grace Lutheran Church in Elroy. A fourth blood drive will be held Friday from noon to 4 at the Christian Fellowship in Black Earth. Schedule a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Over the next several weeks, USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service will conduct the June Agricultural Survey. The agency will contact nearly 92,000 producers across the nation to determine crop, acreage, and stock levels as of June 1st. Producers can respond to the June Agricultural Survey online at agcounts.usda.gov, by phone or mail. You'll be asked to provide information on planted and harvested acreage, including acreage for biotech crops and grain stocks. The National Agriculture Statistics Service will publish the data in a series of USDA reports, including the annual acreage and quarterly grain stock reports, on June 30th. All NASS reports are available online at nass.usda.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for Wisconsin Urban Forestry Catastrophic Storm Grants statewide from eligible applicants, including Wisconsin municipalities, counties, tribal governments, and 501c3 organizations. Grants range from $4,000 to $50,000 and do not require a dollar-for-dollar match. The DNR's Urban Forestry Catastrophic Storm Grant Program funds tree repair, removal or replacement within urban areas following a catastrophic storm event for which the governor has declared a state of emergency. A catastrophic storm is defined as damage to urban forest caused by snow, ice, hail, wind, or tornado. Urban forest damage must have occurred in an area within or with a minimum of 100 residents per square mile. Residential density is determined from statistics provided by the Wisconsin Demographic Service Center, according to U.S. Census Bureau data. For more information and to apply, visit the DNR's Urban Forestry Catastrophic Grants webpage. Applications are due Monday, June 2nd. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding agricultural producers and private landowners to apply for the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. Applications are being accepted on a first-come, first-served basis until June 6th or until the acreage cap is met. The Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, or CREP, is a state and federally funded land management option for landowners and producers needing to set aside agricultural land located along streams, lakes, and wetlands from production. By enrolling in CREP, landowners benefit from the financial incentive and flexible nature of the program and have reduced financial risk by mitigating issues such as nutrient loss and crop damage from frequent flooding on their marginal agricultural lands. The program offers two different conservation practice options, 15-year agreements, and perpetual easements. Those in 15-year agreements receive upfront and annual rental payments with the ability to re-enroll when their contract expires. Land enrolled in perpetual easements receive a significant higher upfront payment in addition to annual payments with potential for selective land use activities to be allowed for 15 years. Additionally, there is no minimum acreage enrollment requirement, giving landowners the ability to implement conservation practices and maintain the agricultural property tax benefits on these enrolled portions while keeping the rest in production. Additional information about eligibility and enrollment can be found on DATCAP's website. To apply, contact your county land conservation department or local farm service agency office. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Thede.
The four Johnston brothers who fought together in the Civil War. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. This is according to Steve Fogo's scrapbook in the Brewer Library, Digital History. Republican Observer, Richland Center, Wisconsin, Thursday, May 25, 1961. It was found on page 14. Many Richland County men trained with the famous 6th Battery of the Light Artillery under Captain Henry Dillon of the Lone Rock Battery. This is one of the most chronicled units that fought in the Civil War, since much of its history is contained in the diary kept by Jenkin Lloyd Jones, and in the long report of its battle experiences it was given then by Captain Dillon. The names of all those that served with this battery are on the statue at Records in the Memorial Park at Lone Rock. Veterans of the 5th are shown at the top of the page, attending to one of their last reunions. Delavan Garthright, out of the East Branch, remembers the four Johnston brothers who fought together in the Civil War. All were in the Battle of Gettysburg, and they were the only four brothers who returned for the reunion on the battlefields now 50 years later. Richard was the father of the late Mrs. Garthright, and in the picture, as you'd find on that same page, you'll see a photo of Richard Johnson and his wife. The former Sarah Caroline Lewis of West Branch, the four brothers, they're shown on the right, Robert, Richard, James, and John. They farmed at Lime Ridge, Smith Hollow, Quaker Valley, and Hawkins Creek, respectively. And the home place, now operated by Ivan Johnston, Richard Johnston's grandson, is at Hawkins Creek. During this centennial year, it might well be remembered that the North won the battle, and the Union was preserved. It's called Decoration Day. It was first observed as a result of a proclamation by General John A. Logan, National Commander of the GAR, in the year 1881. That very same year was the first year that Richland Center would celebrate and observe Memorial Day. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the neglected graves on Oak Ridge, and with it, a forgotten cemetery.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Sunday, May 25th. Ruth Eileen Shank Flaherty. Age 93, died April 12th. A celebration of life will be held today at 2 this afternoon at Grace Community Church. A visitation and meal will begin at the church at around 1:15. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the International Crane Foundation, Passages, or Grace Community Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Ruth Eileen Shank Flaherty, age 93. Kimberly Jo Kim Blickham Arbogast, age 70, died May 16th after bravely confronting a diagnosis of lung cancer. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made through Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service to the family for a celebration of life, which will be held at a later date. Kimberly Jo Kim Blickham Arbogast, age 70. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, died Wednesday, May 21st. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Cards may be sent to Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center for the Tukendorf family. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
This morning's birthday and anniversary wishes are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, we have a nice little selection of birthday and anniversary wishes going out on this Sunday, May 25th. Happy birthday. We'll start off with a birthday wish to Olivia Muller from St. Mary's School. Happy birthday to Rita Mulholland today from the Richland Area Senior Citizens. Best wishes on birthdays being celebrated today on behalf of Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Alliance to Ryan Annan, Joanne Kaska, Carl Portwine, Heather Vammy, Sherry Wilkinson, and Nick Schweitzer. Happy birthday on behalf of the Richland Center Lions to Briggs Sander, Bronson Sander, Dave Durst, Eliana Kramer, Paul Corcoran, and Rita Mulholland. Happy birthday to Paul Corcoran from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday to Greg Schwichtenberg today from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Anniversary wishes going out today. Happy anniversary on behalf of the Bloom City Town Crier to Eric and Sarah Anderson, Steve and Lori Beatty, and Chris Doman. Happy anniversary as well to Nolan and Tiana Moore from the Richland Center Lions. To all of you celebrating your big day today, whether it be a birthday or an anniversary, we just hope it's a great one from all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO's Morning Sports Today, sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. Saturday was a busy day for high school baseball being held around the area. River Valley scored an 8-5 win over Appleton West. Also, it was Edgewood edging out Platteville 3-2. Lodi topped Evansville 9-8. Oregon defeated Mount Horeb 2-1, while Little Chute defeated Columbus 2-1. It was Belleville over Wisconsin Heights 5-3. Also, it was Middleton defeating Sun Prairie West 7-2. Little Chute defeated Columbus 6-3. And it was Monona Grove over Madison Memorial 2-1. In Brewer play, the Brewers fell by a score of 2-1, making it 2 in a row against Pittsburgh while on the road. Now down in the series 2-1, the Brewers and Pittsburgh go for round 4 today with a 12:35 first pitch time, and you can hear the game on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. In home talent baseball in the Western section, it is Belleville taking on Verona. Arena plays host to Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb. Sulzberg-Benton travels to Hollandale, while Blanchardville plays host to Iota. Dodgeville is at Argyle, and Muscadet on the road will take on Ridgeway. In the northern section this weekend, it will be Cazenovia Reds at Middleton. Mazamani Mustangs will be at Reedsburg, and Cross Plains businessmen play host to Sauk Prairie Twins. That and the Reedsburg Pirates Mazamani Mustangs game both being played on Monday for Memorial Day. Anthony Edwards had 30 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists in just 3 quarters to lead the re-energized Minnesota Timberwolves to a 143-101 victory over Oklahoma City in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. The Thunder's lead in the series was cut to 2-1. Julius Randle added 24 points, and rookie Terrence Shannon Jr. had 15 points in 13 minutes to highlight a big boost from the bench for the Wolves. They caused all kinds of cracks in the Thunder's NBA best defense after struggling to solve it in 2 lopsided losses on the road. On the eve of Sohei Ohtani's facing batters for the first time since elbow surgery in September 2023, the LA Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says that the two-way star likely won't return to a major league mound until after the All-Star break. Ohtani is to pitch batting practice before today or this evening's series finale against the New York Mets. Roberts says he's doing his first simulated game for 2 innings, and in theory, you got to build a starter up to 5-6 innings. He adds, and so just the natural progression. I just don't see it being before that. Other scores from around the league and National League play, it was St. Louis edging out Arizona 6-5. Washington held San Francisco scoreless 3-0. It was Atlanta 7, San Diego 1. Cincinnati took down the Chicago Cubs, edging them out 6-4, and the New York Mets defeated the LA Dodgers 5-2. In American League play, Boston edged out Baltimore 6-5, while Minnesota topped Kansas City 5-4. It was Houston 2, Seattle 1. The Chicago White Sox scored big in a 10-5 win over Texas, while Baltimore topped Boston 2-1. It was Tampa Bay 3, Toronto 1, and Cleveland defeated Detroit 7-5. And in interleague play, the New York Yankees took down Colorado 13-1. Miami defeated the LA Angels 6-2, and it was Philadelphia 9, Athletics 6. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now. The Republicans' budget bill is on the verge of becoming law. This bill contains the largest cuts in Medicaid in U.S. history. The folks who are going to lose health care coverage in this bill are not the ones wasting it or committing fraud or abusing it. It will be your neighbors, your friends, your family, maybe even you. The effects on the rural America will be the closing of rural hospitals, nursing homes, and elder care facilities. This is all being done so mammoth tax cuts can be given to millionaires and billionaires. Ask yourself if this is what you voted for last November. Representative Van Orden has already voted for this bill. So in Wisconsin, the decision is now in Senator Ron Johnson's hands. Contact him and let him know that Wisconsinites protect and stand up for one another. Ask him if he really thinks this bill is good for Wisconsin. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Books are closed, but the story is far from over. The Ithaca Class of 2025 is ready to write the next chapter. Proudly supported by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, and House on the Rock Resort and Attraction. While we enjoy Memorial Day with friends and family, let's take a moment to remember why we observe Memorial Day. To honor our fallen heroes. With gratitude from VFW Post 2267, Bauer Gunnell Dalton, and Cardinal Glass CG, thanking those who gave all.
WRCO.
I worship you, Jesus, I worship you, for you alone are holy, you alone are God, you alone are worthy of the longing of the Lord.
At your feet. There is nothing, there is nothing. rest alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still and striving cease. My comforter, my all and all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on the cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied.
Millions of holiday weekend travelers are putting an already stressed air travel system under strain. ABC's Morgan Norwood says that especially applies at Newark Liberty International Airport.
Blamed on an ongoing staffing shortage of air traffic controllers, even after the FAA slashed the number of flights following weeks of disruptions. In Boston, a United plane returning to Logan Airport, a pilot reporting a bird strike. Nationwide, the TSA screening more than 3 million people on Friday alone, marking the busiest travel day of the year so far.
Holiday weekends often known for sales, but tariff uncertainty could be dampening deals. New data shows furniture costs climbed 7 times faster than overall prices last month. Ceremonies planned for today in Minneapolis to mark 5 years since the murder of George Floyd. And Russia and Ukraine completed another day of large prisoner exchanges, even as Russia continued missile and drone strikes that left 12 dead. This is ABC News. 9 people were rescued when their sailboat capsized Saturday in the San Francisco Bay. While in New York, 1 public city worker was killed. 2 others were hurt after an explosion on board their boat that was transporting raw sewage. The Cannes Film Festival was impacted by a power outage that plagued southern France on Saturday. Authorities suspect arson was the cause. The film festival went on with generator power, and the movie that won the top prize has a unique backstory, says ABC's Chuck